All right, we're coming to you here from the Line Hotel, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. I'm Jeff Swetman, and we're thrilled to be joined by a new signing to the Merge record label, Case Oates. Casey, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our suite here.
Thank you. Very nice.
I hope I'm not the only person this has happened to. I thought your name was Case Oates, but that's actually the band name.
Yes.
So we'll start there, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Because you're going to get this a million times.
I am. I got to get my elevator pitch down on it.
It's a great band name.
Thank you.
And introduce your band mates here.
Yeah, I'm here with Max Subar on guitar. And I'm here with Scott Daniel, who plays fiddle with us.
Max and Scott, all right, awesome. Welcome. And which song did you want to do first for us?
We're going to do Buick Door. Swung open, you let yourself ride in. You were never shy, you let your boyish self ride in. Forsaking the roads you passed, but God bless it, preacher never asked. Oh, the backseat was your savior's, your face was to my skin. Friends all loved you, forgive you to the bitter end. Forsaking boy past, but God bless it, you made it last. You were always one to boast. Yourself the most, and will always return home, a prodigal son. Your brother was a golden boy, and you were your mother's pup. Safety of her garden arms kept you from f***ing up. Forsaking your grandma's trust, but God bless it, your happiness was always enough. Your car on coast, and how you hurt yourself the most, but you'll always return home, a prodigal son. Supple skin and curled toes, you gave yourself right up. Boyish charm and dark hair, you filled your cup right up. Forsaking your own trust, but God bless it, my happiness was never enough. Oh.
Cool. All All right, there you go, Case Oates. It's the new signing to Merge Records. They've only really got one song in the world, right, at this point? Well, there is a Link Wray cover that I saw.
Yes, we did that Link Wray cover for a Relief for the Wildfires compilation.
Yeah, and that's out now.
Yeah, that's out in the world on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those great benefit compilations. We've been playing a bunch of them on WNRN. Kudos for even knowing who Link Wray is.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's more my ballpark. That's amazing. So great, great song. And talk about your own songwriting process. You went from Missouri to Chicago and kind of formed a band. When did that all kind of come together for you?
Yeah. So I moved from out of Missouri when I was 18. And went to school at Columbia College Chicago and was in the creative writing program. So never thought of myself as a musician, didn't play music at the time. I still mainly think of myself as a writer. But my perennial joke now is that it's way easier to write music than it is to write a novel. so ended up here and I played, in a garage rock band for a bit that we never played any shows. And then once I met Spencer, our drummer, it kind of just came together with a bunch of stuff that I had half-baked and short stories that turned into songs. So, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. And then I guess when did label interest start coming in? And did you have, because I know it's tricky for new artists, right? Do you want to have a bunch of songs and then release them one at a time? Or how is that for you?
I had a dream from when we first started that the first thing that we released would be a full-length album. I don't know why, but that was my dream, and somehow we made it happen, but it was a very long time in the making. I wrote most of these songs a long time ago, starting in 2017.
Wow.
So just sat on it for a long time. We, made the record all ourselves. It was all tracked, and Max and our other friend Jason and Chet, who play in the band too, in their basement. Spencer and I tracked vocals over time, too long of time. And then, did overdubs and Spencer mixed it, and it took a good amount of time, but it finally happened. And once it was done, we're okay, these songs still hold up. Let's start the label hunt. And we're lucky enough that Merge responded to our email as it goes.
Yeah. That's the way it goes sometimes. Well, did you have kind of a residency somewhere in Chicago, or were you sort of gigging around or not? You were focusing more on the record making process, I guess?
We've played a lot of shows in Chicago. I think it's, there's a really rich indie Americana scene in Chicago, and the guys that I play with all play in their own bands too. So it's, there's a lot of family vibes and being able to book shows because of who's in your band, or, knowing the dude who owns that bar and he trusts that your band is, a fun time. So, yeah, we've been lucky enough to play a good amount of shows with not having much music out.
Cool. Yeah, we're talking with Case Oates here, WNRN, on location, South by Southwest in Austin. And y'all kind of lucked out, it sounds like, where you just did the showcase last night at Antone's, right? You're not doing a million gigs in 3 days or anything?
We have. Today is kind of our off day.
Okay.
so we're kind of hanging out, but then we have couple shows on Thursday, a couple shows on Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
But not too bad. I know some people who try and get 5 shows in a day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have you do another song. Which one did you want to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do Tennessee. We were going to go to Tennessee, but my mind finally caught up with me. Now we had to wait some tiny Ohio town I've never been to. We could have been on old porch swings, your sisters braiding their hair with me, but I'm back in the city, figuring out ways to drink more. And it hurts, but that's how it goes. What changed I never knew, what it was I saw in you. Mississippi flows in ways that you don't want her to. Kick off my boots and say I'm free, but those old haunts don't forget about me. And I've never been one roll down the highway. all caps and horsetails. Milwaukee Avenue and all that fails. I never knew how hard it was to keep you. And it hurts, but that's how it goes. What changed, I never knew. What it was I saw in you. Mississippi flows in ways that you don't want her to.
That's Case Oates, the trio acoustic version here in the suite at the Line Hotel, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas with WNRN. And you're about to play the song that is out in the world currently that you can check out on your favorite FM radio dial or streaming platform. So Spencer Tweedy did produce the record, right?
Correct,
yeah. In terms of like credits and everything, yep. Okay. And that full album is coming out at some point this year. Do we have any release dates firmed up or?
You know, this summer. We'll say this summer.
Okay. Very good. And you touring plans? It sounds like you're playing a couple of other festivals similar to this one. Is that right, in the next few weeks or?
No, we're pretty much hanging until the record comes out, and then we'll hopefully have some stuff lined up then.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm a native Midwesterner myself. Grew up in Illinois, went to college in Missouri, lived there a bunch of years. So I know the struggle for artists in the middle of the country. Who did you feel a pull to Chicago for your artistic endeavors, or it was a college thing, I guess, and then you sort of stayed once you met some people? Or
yeah, college thing, got to Chicago and was like, this is the best city in the world. Have no desire to ever leave.
I feel like there's a lot of great rock bands coming out of Chicago now, whereas when I was there it was still a struggle, you know.
Yeah, I mean there's a pretty rich rock and roll history in Chicago, but yeah, it's a good scene. I'm such a Midwest person through and through that like I got to Chicago and I was like, this is it.
Well, and that seems to have informed your writing too a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, so much of my inspiration and what I am consistently thinking about is, you know, the culture of the Midwest and truly the scenery and rivers and yeah.
Thank you all so much for doing this. Anything else you want to say about 17 to intro that one?
Yeah, please stream it. Listen to it.
Is this one of those that's been bubbling around for several years, or was it a more
recent? Oh yeah, this is one of the first.
Back at that age, or
this is one of the first songs I wrote when I guess probably in like 2017, and it was based on a short story I wrote in college. So yeah, it's a song about being 17. Talking when you're 17 is like a golden whistle. Every word more beautiful than the last. Circling all the heads above you. About books and boys and things that'll never last. Living in a teenage dream, but forever. Barn parties and whiskey till the morning. Hiding on a hill, center of the world. Before your parents got divorced. I used to feel things. And something back then, but the magic ran dry and the letters never sent. Think about how much you didn't know. Racing cars on the drive home. Close your eyes, trying to find hell. Aren't you glad you didn't kill yourself? Climbed up on the roof and broke your hand. Played like total shit in your marching band. mother hated me and worshipped Jesus Christ. But I was your vice. On your golden birthday, you forgot it all. Ferns all moved away and you forgot to call. But the aftertaste sticks around in your mouth. It's fine now that it all went south. Used to feel things, but meant something back then. The magic ran dry and the letters never sent. Think about how much you didn't know. Racing cars on the drive home. Close your eyes, trying to find hell. Aren't you glad you didn't kill yourself? Aren't you glad you didn't kill yourself?
Very cool. There you go. Case Oates, Trio Acoustic. The full band just played last night at the legendary venue Antones here at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And they've joined us today at the Line Hotel in Austin. So thank you all so much. Best of luck with the new album and your travels beyond the Midwest and hopefully
thank
to all
you.
Kinds of far-flung places.
Appreciate it. We love public radio.
Thank you so much.